The most interesting, and perhaps most important, question to answer is how flexible disgust is, how much it can change. 50 years ago, many white Americans admitted to being disgusted by the thought of drinking from the same drinking fountain as a black person. Today, far fewer do. How did that change? Did their sense of disgust weaken as black and white people spent more time together in restaurants, workplaces, and buses? Or did they find ways to actively suppress their feelings? More research is needed to answer such questions.